We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I had grown up, you know, with my mom, and she had been very vocal about her opinions on vaccines and how she felt that they were dangerous and caused very bad side effects. And, you know, I had grown up hearing that. And when I started to move on to social media, you know, I was 13, 14, I saw that there was very online heated debate. And I turned to Reddit to ask for advice on where to go to receive my vaccinations because, you know, I knew that, you know, Walgreens gave out flu shots, but I didn't know, you know, what shots I needed, where to go to save money. And so I asked there, and it kind of just went from there and blew up.
That's an unbelievable story. You were listening to Ethan Lindenberger of Norwalk, Ohio, going to Walgreens to ask how to inoculate himself from the measles. It's insane.
My favorite quote from Ethan is, "God knows how I'm still alive."
So this is a kid. You heard his story as he articulated it on was he GMA?
It was GMA. Yeah.
He's making news because he's the guy who started the string on Reddit. Like, I'm the kid of an anti-vaxxer, yet I'd rather not have chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, hepatitis. He never received any of that. The kid's he's not a kid anymore. He's 18. He's responsible for his own health. So he's decided that he wants to vaccinate himself. And could you imagine walking into the Walgreens? Like, hi, I'm a petri dish for all of these life-threatening diseases. Yeah. Can you help me out? Reddit did come to his rescue, by the way, and gave some advice on how to make this happen. And I imagine he did get he has gotten many of his shots. He got a hepatitis A and B. He got influenza. That's easy. And HPV. That's the Washington Post, I guess, is telling us that he at least got those. But I'm wondering now if this is going to be a trend. Do you know a lot of anti-vax parents?
I don't.
You don't?
Okay. I do not. I think it's more of an issue. It's showing up now in the Pacific Northwest, outside Portland, Clark County, Washington. 50 people, mostly unvaccinated kids, have become infected with measles, which we eradicated a long time ago.
Yep.
It's back now. The measles two-dose vaccine is 97% effective against the virus, according to the CDC. But a quarter of the kindergartners in this county, Clark County, Washington, one out of four have not been immunized.
Wow.
There is an ongoing conspiracy theory that it's a government conspiracy and that...
What, to not vaccinate these kids and have a measles outbreak?
Well, but again, a lot of people tie it in now with autism and, if you vaccinate your kids, you're increasing the odds of other bad things happening. So it's just amazing. And again, you can find anything online to support your position, even though the vast majority of physicians say, yes, you have to get vaccinated.
And it does not cause autism.
No.
And I understand that there was the scare. There was a very unscrupulous doctor who put it out there, especially in communities of color that and immigrant communities, that you shouldn't do this for your kids. And that has been debunked. But I'm curious if you are the child of an anti-vaxxer, or maybe you have a kid who's 10 now that you did not vaccinate because you were hearing some of these myths 10 years ago and are questioning that now. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We're seeing these outcomes of these kids that are now grown-ups saying, we want this to happen. Reddit blew up. There's more than just Ethan Lindenberger of Norwalk, Ohio, that are children of anti-vaxxers that are opting in as adults now because they can make those decisions. So did you make the choice not to vaccinate and maybe you're questioning it now? Or did you maybe wait because you thought your baby was too little and you weren't sure about the research and have them vaccinated at a later date? I feel like that's a nice compromise. Boy, when I took my kids to the doctor to get their vaccines. I would sweat more than they would. I would cry more than they would because, you know, they're getting four shots, arms, legs, it's all over. The kids are screaming. And despite the fact that it has been debunked, the link between autism and shots, you worry. It's, I know it's folklore, it's tall tales, it's fake news, but you worry. You think about these things. What could go wrong? How could this affect them adversely? What am I putting in my kid? I really don't know. I just had this kid a few weeks ago or months ago. So I understand hesitation on the part of a parent. You want to make the right decision by your kid.
Sure.
I did opt in for the vaccinations. All my children are vaccinated. That's what the doctors assured me, that that was the right thing to do. But if you didn't, we'd like to hear that story.
651-989-9226. If you couldn't or wouldn't go through with the vaccinations, why didn't you? Would love to crawl inside your brain, mm-hmm. understand the thought process.
And then if you are the child of an anti-vaxxer,
right.
did you choose to get vaccinated? Or are you still, nope, I'm good. Haven't had chickenpox in 18 years, so I'm good. What, now, your kids are about 30. How old's Walt now? 32?
Yeah, Walt's 31. Brett's going to be 29.
Mm-hmm.
Never a hesitation to get vaccinated.
Were these rumors and this misinformation out there back then, or did they come out after?
I think it came out after.
Okay. So you didn't even think anything of
no.
it?
No.
As I'm sure that my parents did not, and our parents did not. You just take your kid to the doctor, and you get vaccinated, and done. You know, you trust the doctor.
One of our listeners says, how do we know that vaccinations don't cause problems we don't know about yet? In other words, when that science evolves, right? As
of course,
new
yeah.
observations, new
know.
Tests, new research. So I understand what this listener is getting
and
at.
And we don't know that the sky's not going to fall on us right now. There's a lot of things we don't know.
There's an overwhelming body of science that shows that if you get vaccinated, if your kids are vaccinated, it dramatically decreases the risk of mm-hmm. contracting these diseases.
And then, of course, there's the debate that if your kid is not vaccinated, like these a quarter of all kindergartners in Washington County in Seattle aren't immunized. Well, when you send your kids to public school, that is very dangerous for
right.
the public school, the public school kids. And then, of course, you have the mom who has an infant that picks up the kindergartner, maybe in touch with your kid, who might have this disease now because they're unvaccinated, or the kid that comes over for a play date and you have an infant at home that has not yet received these vaccinations. It's a slippery slope. There are a lot of points of failure in not vaccinating.
And measles, I mean, a lot of these diseases can be deadly, right?
Absolutely.
This is not contracting the flu. And according to the CDC, 3% of people who receive two doses of the measles vaccine will get measles if they come in contact with somebody
really?
Who has the virus.
But I imagine it's a lesser version of what they might acquire had they not had the vaccine.
There's still some potential vulnerability.
There absolutely is.
So, you know, and that's where it gets hard for a lot of people because, okay, you may say, well, I have the freedom not to get vaccinated, not to get my kids vaccinated. And yet you send your kids out to mingle with our kids and you increase the potential that our kids will have
that's
issues.
Right. That's
so
right.
that's where it's a slippery slope.
Let's take one call before we have to hit the break. Randall, did you choose to vaccinate your son?
My son has been vaccinated to an extent.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is he has all his vaccines. He's now currently 15 years old. The last vaccine that we had to do was a month and a half ago, which was for the HPV virus.
Yes.
And he had such a bad reaction to that I don't know if, I mean, obviously I'm never going to do the secondary HPV vaccine because right. there's supposed to be more than one shot they're given.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's hard to say.
What was the reaction? Did he get sick?
No, his entire body broke out in hives.
Yeah, jeez. And did the doctor say that is a side effect?
It is a side effect, but the doctors actually don't know that for sure that's what it was.
Aye.
Very interesting. We're still going through it. He's never had an allergic reaction to anything in his life, and next week we have our first appointment to do the skin test for all his allergies.
Hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, thank God he was okay, and,
yeah.
you know, that nothing, I mean, and that you're going to get extra help.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's
it was never a breathing problem. It never came to that. It did have to do the EpiPen,
yeah.
but his body looked like somebody that just had blisters and burns all over the entire thing.
I'm so sorry, Randall. That's tough. Oh, God. Well,
hey,
we wish him well,
thanks for calling
sir.
In, Randall. We wish you and your son the best. Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, the HPV vaccine, that's a fairly new one. It probably wasn't even around when your
kids
were little. That protects against certain types of sexually transmitted disease. It prevents HPV that can lead to cancer or genital warts. You know, the brand name is called Gardasil. Protects against, again, HPV can lead to cancer or genital warts, and that's what that vaccine protects against. That's not one you get as an infant, though. That's one you get, as Randall was correct, as a 13-year-old or a 15-year-old. You get it in your teen years.
Listener reaction, it should be considered child abuse to not vaccinate your children. Another listener says anti-vax people are putting other people at risk. Measles, 98% eradicated. Why wouldn't you get vaccinated? And one other interesting post. My question is, Paul and Jor, how is it possible that people are still questioning the validity of immunizations?
That's conspiracy theories, wives' tales. That's what happens.
Because I read it on the interwebs.
That's what happens when you have bad information.
This person writes, there are several generations that have been vaccinated already, and I would say that the spread of polio, mumps, and other diseases has decreased dramatically over the last few decades. Mary, thanks for sending that in.
Here now, before we hit the break, is Ethan Lindenberger on how he got his shots.
Yeah, so I went to the public health department in my local town in Norwalk, and I spoke to some of the people there, and they were very kind, and they gave me information. I spoke to my family physician, and from then on, I went and made an appointment, and a few months later, I had about 5 vaccines, and I have more coming later this month.
So apparently, we're going to be living in Kansas in 2080. That's the new report out that says that is how our climate will feel. That is what our environment will be like. And
if we don't do anything about emissions, if it's business as usual and we keep releasing as much greenhouse gases, CO2, methane.
I mean, the question,
if we
really
do nothing, if we remain paralyzed, for the next 60 years.
But how will the barbecue be?
Well, I have nothing against Kansas. Mm-hmm. But the notion of...
Are we going to up our game here?
There's a reason why Kansas doesn't have a lot of lakes. Well, first of all, the glaciers didn't go that far south. Jor, if humanity continues to emit greenhouse gases at the same rate it does today, and that's a big if, in 60 years, L.A.'s climate will more closely resemble that of Cabo San Lucas, southern tip of Baja, Mexico. Portland, which averages 155 rainy days a year. Portland, Oregon, will feel more like Sacramento with only 59 days.
Marine layer? No, marine layer. Oh, no, they don't have that in Sacramento. That's San Diego.
Yeah, that's San Diego. Sorry. Yep, and L.A. New York City of the future will be more like Jonesboro, Arkansas of today.
Oh, boy.
Again, scientists, they started with climate model projections for 540 cities across North America, looking at average maximum temperatures, average minimum temperatures, and total precip in all four seasons in the year 2080. And then they used a computer program to find the city whose current climate most closely matched each projection. The results show that in the eastern half of the U.S. and Canada, urban areas will most closely resemble cities that are 500 miles to the south today. And that means
Kansas City's lovely.
The Twin Cities would have a climate more like Wichita, Kansas. And again, if we continue kind of the rate we're on, 60 years, we won't be around.
No.
But our kids, grandkids will be around.
They will.
We hope,
God willing.
We think. Right.
God willing.
Winters on average here may be 16 degrees warmer than they are now. And it looks like 38.5% wetter in Minnesota, according to the calculations. We've already warmed about 3 degrees since 1830, believe it or not. So, again, we'll see. Not that this is going to get people off the dime.
It's interesting, though. But it's just in Minnesota, being like Kansas or Wichita. I mean, that's not so bad.
But a lot of people say, hey, you're telling me it might be warmer? What's wrong with that?
That's true.
There will be some benefits. Many winters... Most winters, won't be as severe. So, silver linings, but also some threats. We might also have 500-year floods every or 3 years.
And that's bad.
A lot of people already scratching their heads about that.
But better barbecue.
Better barbecue. Yes.
You know, just saying. Just saying.
Have you been to Kansas lately?
No.
No. Nothing wrong with Kansas,
right.
But it ain't Minnesota.
Okay. I love it here, but they do have a warmer climate.
They do. And they don't have amazing lakes and pine trees.
Nope.
And
you're right. None of that
happens. Loons and all the things that we love. 21.9 inches of snow this month. If we get another 4.7, Jor, we break the old February snowfall record, 1962, when we had 26.5. Very rare that February is the snowiest month of the year because fewer days to begin with, three fewer days. And so it's pretty unusual. Last year, we had only 2 inches of snow the first 13 days of February. This year, almost 22 inches. Most of that fell in 9 days. And if you're keeping score, 39.7 inches of snow for the winter. We're actually 2 inches above average in the Twin Cities. Nice to see snow in the metro. And I don't know if you noticed driving in today, roads were wet, even though it was like 18, 19 degrees. Wet roads, puddles, higher sun angle, especially with black, with asphalt roads absorbing that solar radiation. The sun now is as high in the sky as it was, I think, like October 29th.
They were perfect, though, when I drove the kids to school today. There was no snow on the roads.
It was a lot better.
A lot better.
A lot better than yesterday. So 20s next week. Some of the models have us in the 30s the last week of February. Mm-hmm. No big storms looking out the next 10 days. We get a bit of a break. So if you're sick and tired of the snow, you're going to be happy with this forecast.
I'm ready for ice cream weather. That's summer. Ben and Jerry's has two new ice creams that even I, the lactose intolerant, bad stomach person, can eat. I love Ben and Jerry's for this. You'll hear more about that when we go beyond the headlines.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
At the risk of getting too punny, my kid works at Ben & Jerry's, so she gave me the scoop on this earlier.
The scoop.
Oh, sorry. She gave me the scoop. Oh, you know, Mama's dairy-free. There you go. I'm lactose intolerant.
That's a good one.
So I don't eat any dairy, but I try not to. I cheat sometimes every now and then, but I try not to. So she told me that Ben & Jerry's now has two new vegan, non-dairy flavors. Vegan is always non-dairy. Chocolate chip cookie dough and chocolate caramel cluster. They already have a peanut butter flavor. They already have a brownie flavor. They have a bunch, but I'm very excited to add to the repertoire because I love all things Ben & Jerry's, and I'm excited. So for all you vegans out there, all you non-dairies, chocolate chip cookie dough and chocolate caramel cluster, now available. That's the hot off the presses.
How
very
cool
exciting.
Is that?
Very. I don't know how they do it because it tastes good. Keep in mind, I haven't had real ice cream in like 7 years.
Can you have gelato?
Well, if it has dairy, I cannot. I go for sorbet.
Sorbet doesn't have
dairy.
Sorbet.
So, but this tastes good. It's really good. So,
I'll take your word for it. Yeah. Hey, you may have heard about this. The NASA Opportunity rover, which was on the surface of Mars since 2004, it's been snapping away photos for 14 years, the longest-lived robot ever sent from Earth to the surface of another planet. It just died.
RIP Opportunity.
As of today, the rover is dead. It's roughly the size of a golf cart. It was designed to last only 3 months, Jor.
That's crazy.
It proved itself to be quite an endurance athlete, lasting over 14 years. To put this into perspective, it traveled more than the distance of a marathon when less than half a mile would have been counted as success.
Dan was a big fan of the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Said he used to watch it all the time.
Great Twitter account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pictures of rocks.
Tell you where he is. Show you some pictures. It was great.
It is otherworldly.
He was on Mars, Jordan.
You're going to miss him.
He's tweeting from Mars.
I said, it's red rocks. It's dirt and rocks. What could be so great about that? But Dan was a big fan. Were they even color pictures?
Yes.
No. Yeah, they were.
Yes.
You felt
from
like you
Mars.
Were there. Yeah.
You're going to miss him.
The rover's not roving around your garden here.
You're going to miss it.
That's a scam. That was the Mojave Desert, Dan. That was not Mars.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to follow Paul now.
By the way, NASA sent a larger, more capable rover called Curiosity that landed in 2012, and NASA planning to launch another
rover
in 2020.
You following?
Sure, I'll have to double check.
Curiosity?
Now you get your fix.
Curious about that?
I'm following New Horizons. I'm following a bunch. They all have Twitter accounts. It's fantastic.
They're all showing rocks. But enjoy. You should follow them. Be amazed. I love that Dan's amazed by that. Rage yoga. Have you practiced rage yoga yet?
No, I don't think I have. But no. I think any yoga for me would be rage yoga.
I might have to opt in. You know I am a yogi. I love yoga. I have not practiced rage yoga. It's a new thing. It involves breathing and stretching. Sounds good. Mood draws yoga postures. And apparently a lot of bad humor. The instructor, it's being done in Houston, Texas. He says it's not always super clean. You can do yoga anywhere, but what is rage yoga? Well, you drop an F-bomb that's a bit too long. Can I say that? I just did.
Yeah, you're fine.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. It's news, my friends. It allows you to have a safe space and let go of your frustration and rage in a healthy way. So, like, you're in down dog, you curse for as long as the breath is, and then he says you wash it away with an ice cold beer. I guess after rage yoga, you can get certified in rage yoga. They all drink beer after a series of poses and cursing and beer.
That's not really yoga though. That's something different.
It's not your typical workout. Wow. It's not for everybody, and I don't recommend bringing your children to the class. He said one of the funniest things, you're supposed to let out your rage. One of the funniest things he heard during a yoga session was, "I told you to do the dishes," from one of his students that was practicing. I guess that was her rage. It wasn't cursing. It was something she was angry about, either at her spouse or her children.
Wow.
She was yelling out, "I told you to do the dishes," in down dog. That's good.
Sure,
good.
There are a lot of countries where the birth rate is not keeping up with the death rate.
Ooh, Japan, everybody needs to have more
mind.
Sex. I like
have
this
more
story.
Kids.
Oh, okay. I mean,
I think people are having sex. They're just not having as many kids, okay. Especially in Europe and in Hungary. Hungary's populist prime minister, Viktor Orban, has promised that women who have four or more kids will never have to pay income tax again.
What?
A move aimed at boosting Hungary's population.
Sounds awfully Handmaid's Tale-ish.
Orban is...
Or are you just mad you stopped at three?
Yeah.
Please. He's a bad guy.
Just
I wouldn't want to live
more.
In Hungary right now.
Orban said, in all of Europe, there are fewer and fewer children, and the answer of the West to this is migration. That's what Orban said in his annual State of the Nation address last Sunday. He goes on to say they want as many migrants to enter as there are missing kids, so that the numbers will add up. We Hungarians have a different way of thinking. Instead of just numbers, we want Hungarian children.
Right.
Migration for us is surrender.
So he doesn't
according
want migration.
To Orban.
He just
does
wants procreation.
Not. He wants more yeah. Hungarians, yeah. native Hungarians, to have more kids. Four kids or more, no more taxes.
I was in Budapest for our Danube cruise.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's amazing city.
Loved it. Beautiful.
Yep.
I mean, hey, my people got kicked out of Hungary. You should have thought about before Hitler kicked us all out, well, or killed us or kicked us all out. We would have been there. That's
right.
Where my people come from, hail from. It seems like a lovely place. I am not migrating back, although clearly he wouldn't want me anyway.
Oh,
maybe my Hungarian blood might appeal.
I think he would. I don't know. A little convincing.
I don't know. You have a Tesla. Does your Tesla have a fart mode?
I have not checked lately. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it does.
Okay.
Why do you need a fart mode?
Well, again, it's sort of a little joke that Elon Musk has with, I guess, owners of Teslas. There is a new app called the Emissions Testing Mode. Do you have the Emissions Testing Mode in your, because you have zero emissions.
Zero emissions.
Well, that's it. There are zero emissions in your car. That's why it's funny. So you can go on the home screen. You must have a touch screen in your car. I don't have a Tesla, so I don't know how this works.
Giant, like a giant iPad.
So it has, this new model has a lot of hidden tricks and games in the on the touch screen. There's an emissions testing mode, aka fart mode. It says you can control the seats in the emissions testing mode, but it also lets out a series of noxious toots. Don't worry, there are no smells. It is an odor-free experience as you sit in your Tesla, but it does seem to come from the back of the front passenger seat or the back seat. You can choose where you want it to come from.
So you can embarrass the people in the back seat.
Exactly. Right. He's got a sick sense of humor.
Hey. Yeah, Elon's twisted. I mean, who else?
Emissions testing.
There's a special mode called ludicrous mode.
Okay.
I mean, you can go in the newer Teslas, you can go 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds.
Really?
And it's called ludicrous mode.
Well, that's ludicrous.
He got that past the lawyers.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of duplicitous, a man in China, 36-year-old man, we'll just call him Shang, was able to get hitched three times in a period of 3 years. He had three different wives by exploiting a loophole in the system, marrying each woman in a slightly different province.
You have a picture of Shang?
Zhang?
How did he manage to do that?
I don't know. I guess he impressed and horrified other Chinese folks. The apartments for all three of his wives were all within a 1 kilometer radius.
Write this down.
This is how you do it. He fathered at least one child with each of his wives and managed to support all three families through his booming real estate business.
Oh my gosh.
He just always told people, hey, I'm away on business trips.
And he was a kilometer away another wife's house with
and
their family.
And you'd think, being that close, that you'd bump into him.
At the grocery.
Zhang.
Yeah. Go out to dinner.
And who is this? Are you going to introduce me?
So he got busted?
He got busted. He's been charged with polygamy, an offense that could land him in jail for 2 years. He claims not to have known that multiple marriages at the same time is a crime.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know.
Kind of feel bad for the women then. You know?
They actually had nice things to say about him.
Really?
Most of the women. Yeah, they said he was caring and considerate. He would always wash the dishes after dinner.
So they weren't going to rage yoga.
And then move on to have another dinner with his other wife.
Three dinners. He must have been a big fat guy.
God help us.
Hilarious. Oh, we're out of time, but thank you for making me laugh. It's 4:46, Paul. That's a Wixon Jewelers time check. Wixon Jewelers sell your unwanted valuables at Wixon in Bloomington. Pay top dollar for diamonds, vintage jewelry, and watches and precious metals. And traffic and weather is brought to us by BMW Motorworks. We now go to O'Neill Stevens.
And we have a few accidents slowing you this time out. This traffic update brought to us by Publishers Clearinghouse. It's a crash 494 eastbound. It's between West Bush Lake and East Bush Lake Roads. You'll find a 16-minute delay if you're eastbound. Also, we're looking at 494 northbound. That's between 394 and Carlson near Minnetonka. A crash with a 3-minute delay northbound, 15-minute delay southbound 35E. That's between Randolph and West 7th Street. Hey, WCCO listeners, Publishers Clearinghouse is giving away $5,000 a week for life for you, then $5,000 a week for a loved one. Go to PCH.com right now for your chance to win. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Hear traffic and weather together exclusively on WCCO. Your next report at 5:08.
Hey, here's a sign of spring. Today, Twins pitchers and catchers reported for work.
And during the break, Dan Cook said, should be a holiday.
It should be a national holiday.
Absolutely.
Or at least a state holiday.
Mike Max, your thoughts?
Go.
Yeah, it's...
Should be a holiday?
The more snow you get, the more fun it is to look at pictures from spring training.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always funny, Dave Lee and I were talking about this morning, that every year, every team, you always hear reports about how they can't believe how many guys are just down there on their own working out in the off season. You know? And... it's kind of funny because it means next to nothing, you know, but it always makes you think, boy, they really want to win this year, you know. Mm-hmm. God, it, these guys are going the extra mile. No, they get paid a ton of money, and what better thing, what else do they have to do? So they might as well go down and work out a little bit early, and this is true in all camps. A word always spreads. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys down there working out on their own, and you're going, oh, boy, good, because they're really going to be ahead of the curve this year, you know.
Hope springs eternal.
Hope springs eternal. I love baseball that way.
Yep.
You know, but for a reference point, Dan, very familiar with this. You know, 2 years ago, they had nothing going, right? They were a bad baseball team. And they went to camp, and lo and behold, something sprung, and they ended up in the postseason.
Yep.
Then last year, I remember at the same time getting asked about the Twins. I go, look at this. They're very solid at first base, Joe Mauer. Brian Dozier at second base. That's Jorge Polanco's really blossoming as a shortstop. Miguel Sano, all-star at third base. In the outfield, they've got Rosario, who's coming on, Buxton, who's proven himself now, and Max Kepler, a great athlete. They don't have any holes, that's what I said. And then they went in the tank, you know? So you have no idea going into an extent what you're going to get.
Hey, Maxie, everybody seems to be in good health. who reported one exception, Williams Astudillo, some visa problems. I know Venezuela right now, a gong show, and he's getting caught up in that, right?
Yeah, he's become a cult figure. You know, he's gone viral, so to speak, with those long locks and hair. And Rocco Baldelli told me that he had more questions about him on the Winter Caravan than anybody. And then he went over and had a great winter ball. And so he's one of those guys that you just kind of take to because you're fascinated to watch him play, the way he runs, the way he does everything. So visa problems are not that unusual for players that play overseas or outside the U.S. And usually they get them, you know, figured out pretty quick because they're experts at this. Here's a funny one. One time, a baseball, you know, one of the things that they had for years was a tough time figuring out who they were scouting in the Dominican and whatnot, right? And in general, you don't want to sign a player that's older than 18 or 19 years old from there because you got to factor in the upside, how long it takes to get to the big leagues and all that. So at one point in time, long ago, they did research on it, and they cross-referenced everybody in the big leagues, and they found out, I believe, there were four guys with the same name and the same birth certificate from another country.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they had no idea how old these guys really were. Jeez. Because what they were doing was, you know, you're 22 years old, you're a pretty good player, and all of a sudden they say, well, he's 16. Well, he's 16. Boy, that guy's got a big upside. Uh-huh. Well, he's really 22, but we'll get him a birth certificate that says he's 16. So it took him a long time to get through all that. Now everybody's got academies down there so they can monitor it.
Wolves host Houston tonight. Minnesota's four games out of the playoffs.
Fun, yeah, they're a long ways out of the playoffs. But yeah. James Harden's coming to town tonight, and he's kind of a fun show. He can do some things, man, that most can't do, and he basically can score 30 straight games, 30 points or better. And he's a guard. You'd think you could shut him down. You can't. He's got something about him and a flair. He doesn't get the other players involved that much, but he's a fun player to watch play. And it's just kind of fascinating to watch him because you think that they should be able to defend him. And somehow, some way, at the end of the game, there he is. He's got 30-some points again. Of course, he helped do in the Wolves in the playoffs last year.
And Gopher men at Nebraska.
Ooh, yeah.
A winnable road game in the Big Ten?
Winnable. Nebraska's lost a very good player, but they still have a decent team. The Gophers beat them up here at Williams Arena in a close game the last time. Tim Miles is the coach down there in Nebraska, someone that I'd call him a friend. He was started his coaching career at, for the most part, at Southwest State and Marshall, and then worked his way up to North Dakota State, Colorado State, the old-fashioned way into the Big Ten. And he's put together a pretty good program down there. In fact, they say the University of Nebraska has the finest basketball facilities in the country.
Really?
I think that probably surprised people, right?
Yeah, that
they
does.
Put a ton of money into their practice facilities, a recruiting tool. And I guess each guy has his own television set, his own headsets, and a great big locker. I mean, it's like a lounge, so it's pretty cool.
Huh.
Kind of like our CCO lounge.
You know what?
Yeah,
I feel the same way about
here. Must be
nice. Mikey, thanks for joining
us.
Mike. We appreciate it.
You bet.
And Wolves are on tonight, so Mike Max is not. It's 4:57 when we come back.
Tax refund. It may be smaller than you're counting on. We'll explain next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.